Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Folks who've been making and following music in St. Louis know there's a heck of a lot of talent across our region and across genres. So here to highlight what STL artists have been putting out recently and give your ears a sampling of what's new and worth a whole listen, we have St. Louis on the Air producer Maya Norfleet. What up, Maya?
Hey, hey.
Also here is our STL PR colleague and St. Louis native Chad Davis. Chad, it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And a quick note here, everything we're about to hear is already on a Spotify playlist. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get to it. Maya, kick us off with your first pick.
Yeah, so my first pick is Brock Seals. He has an album out called Let There Be Light. We've had Brock on a number of times in the past. He's usually here talking about his visual art, collabs with the Cardinals, but he is a rapper, okay? And the song we're going to hear is called Navigator. And I asked Brock what he hopes the audience gains from listening to his new album.
I want folks to know more about my story. A lot of people only know, you know, what they've seen lately, or they may just know about the art, the visual art that I create, but a lot of people don't know, you know, my story, where I come from, how I got to this point. So I want people to just get more insight on my life.
The keys to my navigator, just like a pimp, my boots a gator. Fur on my back like I killed the saber. Too tight, girl, listen to Roy Ayers. Never really vibe with the naysayers. I pull my dreams out of thin air. The shit you play, man, it's just not there. We need less rappers, more big layers. Gucci La Wavy, I'm dressed in layers. What haven't I done? I might run for mayor. Move on my swag with a little more flavor. President Trump, call it Darth Vader. Still so lit, she on my lightsaber. But that's minuscule, I really don't care. I'd much rather touch new paper or grace to cover a fader. Them Fader magazines really did used to go crazy back in the day. I always seen myself like, man, once I get mine, I wonder how I'ma do it. You know what I'm saying? What I'ma rock? You know what I'm saying? Coming soon. Court side seats, Lakers so close, I could trip a player. Back up, you look like a hater. Too close, make you meet your maker. This country owe me some favors. Let's start with them 40 acres and a pair of Mari Gators. President could never save us. Stepping on the neck of Uncle Sam. Materialistic got me in the jam. While I spent on it, I could have bought some land. One day I probably understand. Check hit, then I do it again. Riches to rags, rags to riches. Should take my advice when I make that decision. But it'd be so different when you in that position. A proud hypocrite, but not proud to admit it. Salute the troops, this is a lieutenant. Get out of line and we'll get militant. Can't get one over, my eyes too vigilant. I always knew I'd be killing. Back on my clothes, came from value villages. Art community, we city building it, cause it take villages to raise these children. Salute to the youth, let's untie the noose. Revenge tastes sweet, we came from strange fruit. And it's hard to stay sane when they ask me how I got it. Are you a slave to your addictions? Then I might tell you probably.
And that's Navigator by Brock Seals.
And featuring Cairo Kano. Featuring Cairo Kano.
Yes. Now, let's keep this going here and hear from you, Chad. Your first pick is a track that pairs the STL with the PDX. So let's hear Smino's verse on Amine's song, Passenger Princess.
Let's go.
We go back like some net braids. I'm sticking to your scalp. I stay trim like side face. Addicted to digging you deep. It escalate, then I excavate. Been for 56 nights, just like that future in Escote. I told her to turn on the lights, but not once did I dim a glow. Been putting you on this flat. Where the Miyakis, yeah, dim a go. This EC ain't no question, so I'm calling it. Ain't any Miyaki. Mexico getting my chips. I like to dip on my Takis and guapi. Toxic environment when I pull more than them shots that you caught me. I get to stunting too hard, and don't let the blunt hit too hard. I'm about to stand on a bar and deal with the shade room tomorrow. Then back to me ducking off in the hills. I've been raising a dog, and from that I learned to decipher the tones that could belong to a park. Sometimes she mad cause I'm so aloof and she want me involved. Sometimes she hungry, sometimes she jealous, sometimes she wrong. Say life is a bitch, I guess I know more about that than I thought.
And that's Smino on Amine's Passenger Princess. Mm-hmm. Chad, why did this make your list?
I think first and foremost, the sample is great. I love the sample. This is from Total, a great R&B group from the 90s, and I just really love that sound. One thing, too, is Smino, it just feels more like a freestyle with both, like, Smino and Amine. Like, they're just, like, very, just, like, free verse. It just seems like they're just, like, kind of just, like, I don't know, there's like a sense of just like doing whatever they want. And I just love how they just like bounce off each other.
They sound really good together.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Like I want almost the whole collab album now.
We got that collab with Amine and Catronata last year. I'd love to see like...
Put Smino in there.
Yeah, put Smino. Smino, I don't know what that name would be called, but make that group happen.
I can't even try to make the name up for them. That's a long name, but make it happen.
A very long name. I'm down.
So one of the things with the next pick is that... It is totally different from what we've heard so far, yeah. Maya. And you and I actually have different names for the genre.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear a little bit about this. What's the next one for you?
Yeah, so this next group, they're called Occults. We'll be hearing a song from their album, Rituals. We'll be hearing Crystal Coffins. And when I asked Patrick Lawrence, who's the drummer, how would you describe it? He said goth. That's what I'm rolling with.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But there's other names for it.
Yeah, I think New Wave.
New Wave, he said Dark Wave, post-punk. There's a lot of names, a lot of genres. What's a genre anymore? Either way. He also shared with me the origin story of their band and how they create their music.
We started Occults as a side project that was birthed out of quarantine. We just discovered we were making music that we had always loved when we were teenagers, but we're just never talented enough to actually do. Our new album, Rituals, draws inspiration from music that we loved ever since we were teenagers. Bands like The Cure, Depeche Mode, The Smiths. Emilio and I are both from St. Louis, South City, born and raised. But we now currently live in separate cities. He's in Denver. I'm in Los Angeles. And we write everything remotely. Emilio writes and records the music and then sends me demos. And we usually work on melodies together through our weekly meetings over Zoom. And then I usually take on a bit of the burden when it comes to writing the lyrics.
That is the Occults, Occults, Know Thee.
Know Thee.
Occults and Crystal Coffins. This takes me right back to middle school.
It takes me back to Dante's. I don't know if people listening remember Dante's on Olive. They had goth nights, and this is all I can see when I hear this song.
And you were vibing onto this too, Chad.
Yeah, I can definitely hear like that Depeche Mode influence and just like this new wave vibe. I love it. It sounds great. Very smooth.
And what's interesting here too is that when Patrick Lawrence was talking about how this music is made, it's with people who are in different places, maybe from different places.
And from South City.
They're
both in just two different locations, and they put this together.
Yeah,
remotely.
Well, and then like Smino,
yeah,
with Amine, who is Portland, Oregon based, and then Smino, who's based here in Los Angeles,
like St. Louis.
In St. Louis. Yes, different here. Well, and speaking of people who are from St. Louis and maybe based elsewhere, the next song that you chose, Chad, is Jealousy.
Yeah.
And it's by a St. Louisan who's had a turn on NPR's Tiny Desk, and that's Jordan Ward. What is it that caught your attention about this track?
All right, I think I think his singing on this track is better than it was even like a year ago. Mm. There's just an improvement, I think, in that. And I love Forward, the album that came out last year. It just sounds like a better R&B, just at a level up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear a bit of Jealousy by Jordan Ward and Junie. So I was waiting for the right time. I ended up waiting a whole lifetime. And I was on my last lifeline. I wanted to be in the right mind. I'm thinking of my program so you can understand it. Built this on a friendship. Not as more than manage. So I'll keep a home here somewhere you can vanish. Why about it, girl? And you came from Atlanta. That's Jordan Ward and Junie's Jealousy. Before we leave there, Maya, you were talking about where you would listen to this.
Yeah, I was thinking about like what type of, every song has a vibe, right? You can't just say, oh, it's a vibe, but this song is a vibe. I don't know how to explain it. And I feel like it's either like at a day party somewhere, like I'm old enough now that day parties are very appealing. So I just imagine like being outside on a really plush seat listening to this song.
Yeah, definitely. And LA vibes. Yeah, some type of like, I don't know, California just feels like that. Like something in Insecure.
The show Insecure HBO.
Right.
That
yeah.
Sometimes feel like my life. So yeah, that sounds right too.
Dang. That Issa block party she yes. threw. This would be like that. Yeah.
So the next song is a pick, Maya, mm-hmm. from you. And it is from an artist who is growing in a bunch of different ways. This is Davey Napalm.
Yeah, Davey Napalm. You probably know him as just his name, Dave Bolin. He's a farmer. He has a farm, Bolin Farms. He's always been into music, but that's how I know him best is from his work as a farmer, growing delicious food that feeds our bellies. I got hip to his music after watching the Sessions of St. Louis, mm-hmm. his performance on that, and I was blown away. So I've instantly followed him on Spotify. And so when I saw he had a newer song, it's called Another Day. It's actually a demo, so it's not quite finished, but it sounds really, really good. And I asked Davey, you know, what genre he'd categorize his music. And he said specifically, real hip hop. So I asked him what he meant by real.
Real, just referring to where the stories come from. You know, these are real lyrics inspired by real people in my real life, not fabricated stories made to sound good on a record. And that's where I draw my inspiration from, my everyday life, the people that I deal with, the people that I choose to deal with, the people that I, you know, don't have a choice but to deal with, and the problems that we all face here on Earth as human beings, you know, and just you know, trying to decipher how to navigate those things and share my findings along the way.
Life's been good, I can't complain much. Only time for music and fam, I can't hang much. It ain't much, but I give it everything I got. No more time for trying to be everything I'm not. I feel so much love and so much hate. Why bills and rent gotta take so much
pain? And that is Davey Napalm, and this is a demo.
Yes.
Another Day. So on the last track, Chad, it was a pick that you made that Maya responded to. What do you think of this one that we're hearing, Another Day?
He said it's real hip hop, and I mean, he's very autobiographical in this. Like, mm-hmm. This seems very personal, relatable. Just great work, and it seems like a continuation of just kind of like the stuff with Luke Brad and all the things that he's mm-hmm. done. I love it. I really mm-hmm. like it.
A lot of rappers be capping.
But yeah. It's true.
Davey actually is rapping about his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as a St. Louis artist, I think that really is in alignment with what we're trying to do with this monthly segment. So we said that this show was going to be cross-genre. And Chad, your last pick for this month's STL Music Roundup, it definitely stands out. So let's hear how. This is Hell 99 by the indie rock band Foxing. And that is Foxing's Hell 99. So Chad, I will admit, like, this is a song, when I first started listening, I thought, this is not for me, but it really grew on me.
Yeah.
Was it an instant yes for you, though?
Yeah, actually, okay, yeah, it was. Honestly, the album was, just as a whole, was something that clicked with me. I liked their last album. It was very kind of like, it wasn't as aggressive or experimental as this one, but I still liked it and I liked that sound, but I like that this one is just a little bit more, it's more like rage and kind of like dread in this one, and like a lot of lyrics, especially on Hell 99, that just feel like being frustrated, like complacency and just like those frustrations that come with it. But I think the experimentalness of it and the aggressiveness really, really caught my ear, and I really like this.
Yeah.
Love this.
When I was listening to it, and you know, it's a lot of a certain type of singing that's loud, and I remember thinking, like, did you just say Carson MTV? Like,
I mean, 99,
right?
Right, straight back to another era in life. I mean, Chad, what did the other tracks on the album sound like?
There, it kind of fluctuates. I mean, there is like this type of aggression, but then there's also just kind of like some more, I guess, tamer sounds too. I really like Greyhound. That's another record on there where they're talking about just, again, feeling like successes may have happened previously in life and this trying to reckon with that. But I don't know, some things that I feel like feel more like personable, especially like, I don't know, in this point of the pandemic and like the last couple of years.
Right.
But it really, I like it. I like how the sounds vary on the record.
I feel like it'd make me speed in a car.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Don't play this.
Yes. Well, and on the other side of that, there is like speeding up, but then there's also kind of slowing down and taking a little bit more time to process, to feel, right, to rest. And we're going to finish out today with your last pick this month, Maya. What are the needs to know about the musician and the track?
Yes, Ida Ade. She has an album out called The Unbreakable Ida Ade, and we're going to hear the song that's called Unbreakable. Her real name is Jamie Hudson. She's more of a neo-soul act. She has a show coming up at the City Winery on the 7th of December. And I ask Ida what the Unbreakable Ida Ade represents to her.
This project represents where I am as an artist completely, honestly. It's a journey of my mental health and how my mental health was the reason that I was taken away from music and why I wasn't making music. And now I'm at a place where music is my everything. I've kind of figured out who I am, and it's just kind of showing what my identity is. I am feeling like I'm completely unbreakable. Like, this is me. This is who I am.
I've been running around with my head down, hoping to find my way. And maybe if I don't look up, this is something I won't have to face. It ain't been working. The longer I hold my head, the longer that I wait. Yeah, yeah. And I've been trying to have a conversation with no words to say. Finally picks my head up, and in the mirror there I wait. Looking back at myself, trying to find the courage to stay.
And that is Ida Adeh and Unbreakable. So, you know, as we were talking about, there are things like, where would you be listening to them?
Mm-hmm.
How do your picks overall sort of indicate where you were when you were choosing these songs for this show? Maya.
What a question. So physically, I was here at the station, but mentally, it took me a lot of different places as far as, like, you know, for example, with Unbreakable, this year has been a year for me, probably for others. A lot of years have been rough basically since the pandemic. But when I heard that song, it felt really close to me, because, like, especially the "you might bend, but you won't break." I'm like, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to break. I mean, a cult is just moody as well. It's cloudy out, it's cold. So all of these different places. Yeah. Want to dance, want to party, Aminé and Smino.
Yeah. Chad. Mm-hmm.
If I wish I was at like a beach or something listening to that Aminé record and the Jordan Ward song and Smino songs, just because that's what the vibe feels like.
Yeah.
But I was at home on my couch, which is the next best thing to a beach.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Next, it's far down the list, but it's the next best thing to a beach.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot of space between them.
So aspirational in some
exactly,
ways, too.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Escapism.
Got a dream.
And we're going to be back next month. What is the genre you'd like to hear next month, Chad?
You know, I think something smooth like R&B or something soulful. I feel like in December, that's just what I'm in the mood for.
Mm-hmm. And very quickly,
it's been fun exploring genres. I'm looking forward to some country because I don't know a whole lot of country, some EDM, some jazz, because we good at that. So more of that, please.
Maya and Chad, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Maya Norfleet is a producer for St. Louis on the Air, and Chad Davis is a reporter here at St. Louis Public Radio.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.